I have a Mercury News article from today. And it's a story by Lisa M. Krieger of the Mercury News. As of 6:40 this evening, headline, UC Berkeley blocks food and water, removes one protester as tree sit goes on. They've been out on a limb for 565 days, this group of activists perched on the treetops of the University of California Berkeley campus, determined to save 44 trees from being axed to make room for a new athletic center. A long-awaited legal ruling this week on the training center's fate has failed to bring them down. Neither have chainsaws, cherry pickers, a crane, bright lights, around-the-clock police, or 8-foot-high chain-link fences to keep potential new climbers away. But deprivation could succeed where other strategies have failed. This evening, police closed off the sidewalk and street next to the trees to prevent a brigade of activists from delivering food and water to their brethren in the branches. University also cut one of the tree sitters down as part of an effort to remove those who do not put up a fight. They plan to starve us out, said tree sitter who identified himself as Cricket, perched high on a branch on Thursday, awaiting a resupply of food, water, and building materials. With Cricket's sleeping platform destroyed this week by the university's arborists, he plans to sleep in a hammock. We're working to protect and rebuild our infrastructure. Here at the birthplace of campus protest, where Mario Savio launched the free speech movement in 1964, a dozen activists sit in trees, mostly coastal live oaks, marked for the chainsaw. They took to the trees in December of 2006 to prevent a proposed $125 million facility, which would be built next to Memorial Stadium. Needless to say, it is also built next to the Hayward Fault. The long peaceful protest grew ugly in the past 2 days as the university started sending arborists to cut ropes, destroy traverse lines, and dismantle platforms. They tried to intimidate us with wrecking balls as close to my platform as they could. They could have easily knocked me off, said a tree sitter known as Dumpster Muffin. My platform started to shake, she said. I was frightened. They're monsters. They're inhumane. Protesters retaliated by throwing urine and feces, even biting to thwart eviction attempts. The university says that on Wednesday, a woman refused to get off a rope line, then grappled with and bit the arm of an arborist, pulled into a cherry picker. She was arrested in connection with the incident. A new protester then climbed a telephone pole and disappeared into the branches, restoring the ranks. In a 129-page ruling on Wednesday, Alameda County Superior Court Judge Barbara Miller ruled that the Athletic Center, with certain exceptions, is in compliance with environmental and earthquake zoning laws. I don't see how. Myself, but UC Berkeley attorney Charles Olson said the university said that the exceptions were very minor technical issues and that the project can move forward. By the end of the next week, the university says it will have made the changes and will be ready to move ahead with the project. But an attorney for the tree sitters and the California Oak Foundation disputed UC's claim of victory, calling the project dead because it won't be able to comply. On Thursday, quiet descended as both sides plotted their next move, but the tree sitters continued their vigil. As of last week, the university had also already racked up $375,000 in bills for fencing and extra police alone. At the present time, there is no way to remove them in a safe fashion, said Dan Mogloff, UC Berkeley's executive director of public affairs. 40 police officers wearing hard hats stood in the grove area, securing the sidewalk adjacent to the grove to block supplies from reaching the tree sitters. Campus officials said that they are removing supplies, not people, in an attempt to get the tree sitters to come down voluntarily. Their hope is that hungry protesters will eventually descend. The conditions are in place so that it will become difficult, if not impossible, to support the illegal occupation, said Mogloff. Protesters said they won't budge, explaining that a chance to save a single tree trumps hunger, thirst, the danger of falling, and the certainty of arrest and prosecution for trespassing. They're changing tactics, said protest supporter Midnight Mike, but it is not over, not by any stretch of the imagination. Dumpster Muffin, retying ropes and collecting pieces of broken food and metal, said she wasn't budging. I'm prepared to stay. I've fasted before. We're going to see what happens. So That's the end of the article in the Mercury News. That's the latest update that I have. And unfortunately, that's a very, very abbreviated version of the Earth First update for tonight. But that's what I've got. So, managed to get the internet fixed. I will start downloading programs for tomorrow. That will, of course, will free up some of our programmers who have been downloading programs at home and bringing them in to broadcast. For those who really want to know what was wrong with the phone line and the internet, well, it's a leftover problem from our rodent invasion of last year. I certainly hope we don't have another rodent invasion, but apparently there was a broken wire, and I was able to splice in a new piece of wire and thereby got the phone and the internet back up and running. So we are fully functional, but what we could really use is some donations, because this kind of stuff happens all too frequently here at Free Radio Santa Cruz. It is just part of running a radio station without a license on a shoestring, basically living in a sub-basement with rodents. And, well, we've gotten past that, I guess.